Siv Zion, again. Mutalodot Pilpulin Atilahar Bayachad Vahush Yiducha Bekadash Al Sagan Ubikara. Ubikara. Says the Mother Abraham Pirish, Ubikara. Unbelievable. He took the U and he made it into an O. It's a different dialect, but this is a new one on me. Alright. Fine. Against what everyone else says, you need two shinuim. He says it's enough to have one shinuim. Now, what about Rashi? You guys mentioned the Rashi, which seemed to indicate you need two shinuim. Let's open the Rashi again. The Mishani, Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. That's how we ended the shiur yesterday, I think. See? Pick up right where we left off. Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph Zot Rashi, the Kamishani. Shalom Rechayim v'shalom v'meducha. So the Taz and Mr. Brewer and all those others understood. One is you have to crush it with a different implement, namely the back of the handle of a knife, and two, into a different kind of a receptacle. Shalom v'meducha, not into the typical receptacle. However, the Bogan Avraham may learn, no. Hold on, okay, exactly, 1 second. Oh, so we say pshat like this: Logo Rechaim. What does it mean, Logo Rechaim? It means not. I made a mistake. We have over here enough toises, the end of the narrow lines. Right. We call it from the base of the Chav Gimel and Aleph. Say, Tama the Rabbanon, the Asri, the last three narrow lines, Mishin the Berechaim Shalahem, Mirzi Tvei Ki Uvda Dechol. Now, Berechaim Shalahem means could be the receptacle. Is the Berechaim, and it looks like an Uvda Dechol, like as if it was done that way. So, we understood Rashi yesterday, Shalom Rechaim should not be in the Rechaim. Shalom Meducha should not crush it with the Meducha, but rather use the handle of the knife. So the two different Shinoim that the Taz understood as we were Sipshat and Rashi. However, the Magen Avraham may learn, Shalom Rechaim does not mean it should not gather and fall into the receptacle called the Rechaim, but rather, no, he used the handle of the knife to the exclusion of A and B, exclusion of a rechaim, which is also an implement used to grind, and also a beducho, some what they call a mortar and pestle. You crush two different kinds of grinding implements, if you will. You can't use A, and you can't use B. But as long as you use the back of the knife, the handle of a knife, you can go into any receptacle. There's no such issue of any receptacles. There's no such issue doesn't exist at all. Doesn't exist. And the truth is, if you open the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud, Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud, what does it say? Also, Ligur Agvina B'Shabbos B'Morah Choras B'Pipios Shekoran Ralaiv. Okay. What does it mean? B'. What's bi mean? Bi mean? What's the word bi? Does it mean into or using? Pashas, it means using. Because if you know what this implement is, they have to know a little bit of Yiddish. Rieveisen. Our mayor's not here. Who knows what a Rieveisen is? Anybody know? No one knows what a Rieveisen. Don't have any. You have no Mishnah Berurah of Hebrew translation of the Yiddish.
Translated
Pumpia. What? Translated Pumpia. Pumpia. What's the Pumpia? Shlomo, what's the Pumpia? Tell me, what's the Pumpia? Allah Malach kan. Dovrei Vrit, Toshavei Eretz Hakodesh. Tell me, what's the Pumpia? It's a staklu ba kan. Yiridicha, what's the Pumpia? Tell me, what's the Pumpia? The back they have a dictionary. Pumpia. Let's see, Pumpia. Great. Grate. That's what I think it means. Rav Eisen, you have these ideas anymore? When I grew up in my parents' house, which was shaped like this. You had a little handle on top, metal handle on top, two metal pieces, sheets of metal, one with a very, very small little hole, one with a little bit bigger holes, and you grate it. Stop, these things exist? You call it a grater or a grate? With an R or without a G R A T E?
I call it an R.
That's also with an R growing up. He calls it G R A T E on an R. Is it greater or great? I'm not sure what I. Does anyone want to talk about? You ever see these things? That's a pumpia, man. Okay, now you know what a pumpia is. You have in your house? I love it. Call your mother right now. She's a pumpia in the house. Okay? My guess is yes. But I can't say for sure. So there's no receptacle. You can't get this. It's just, the bottom is empty. So the word, the b, doesn't necessarily mean into. The b means you're using it. Here too, the word b, Rashi says, lo b rechayim, lo b meducha, doesn't mean in, it means with. But once you use the proper thing, the handle of the knife and nothing else, to do the crushing, doesn't matter into what receptacle it falls. I'd kind of want to make a horror. That's yesterday's sheep. Let's not start Sifyut Beis. This is the hardest of all the Sifyut. Oh, this is the hardest. Sifyut Beis. Let's go together. Sifyut Beis. Hamachatech hayerek dak dak chayim mishum tochen. Okay. Hu adin to also lachtoch grogus v'charuv in the face kenim, says the Ramah. Lachtoch. Lachtoch. Says the book of Rome, we'll see it a second time. Sifkot Yud Dalet. Mashanirshim kan b'shem etosefta. Zeino. Tukotani b'tosefta. Ein meraskin grogos. Alva meraskin v'yachol sakin. We saw the tosefta already yesterday, the day before. V'yamina de meraskin echotech kosher. Hechevchol lachtoch v'yachol sakin. How do you cut something with the handle of a knife? I don't know. The plastic knives we have in the Kibbutz Marashah, maybe you can cut with them. Not just a thick handle. He only has some another kind of handle he saw. This kasha, I think it's a good kasha, but it has to be some kind of terrorist, because the other people, couldn't be totally wrong. Nobody understands. The typical hand of a knife is a big thing, and you can't cut with it. You're going to crush with it. Yeah? Pashas. Oh, but there must be some kind of terrorist. Okay. L'chein yirali, the merasa kind of kosher shebikara. That's how normally the word is translated, I think. No? Risuk means to crush, not to cut. Okay. Then he says, the din is a din emes. You can't cut anyway. You can do the karka. Fine. How do you know? Shebikara safti, sif test, sif cut, yud. And he says, umash v'doch, the finish of yochala asakak sharim. We'll see later these last two statements are problematic. Okay, we saw Rashi. Kuf Nun Hem and Alf said the what? Eimer Raskin. What did Rashi say there? Two words. Even Chaza, even Stroy Palmer. What are the two words that Rashi said in the words Eimer Raskin? Kuf Nun Hem and Alf. No one remembers. Eimer Chatkin. That's what I think. That's what he says. So it would sounds like the word Meraskin because enough stuff means to crush. It can mean to cut also. Cut also. So it would appear. The Rambam says, that's what the Vilna Gaon points out in Sifkot and Tezvot. Okay. He says, Pirish Rashi, the Shabbos Kufnun Heim, and Alpha Masnis, and Emirask, and Emichatchin. The Lokim Mogan Avram Shin Nitchak. Now, is Rashi against the Mogan Avram? So is the Rambam. He says, look in Lashon the Rambam. Anybody look it up? Then look it up. Ram perchav aleph halacha yudches on the Ram makomus. Hamachate chayev lefichach ein meraskin. Hamachate chayev lefichach ein meraskin. So it's the same thing. So it's an open question. The bottom line as to what the word means. I don't know Ram's kasha. The God didn't relate to that kasha. How do you cut with the back of the handle of a knife? Nothing in the Gemara. This doesn't relate to it. Maybe he knew about Yoni's knife or something. Maybe, I don't know what he knew. He came up with charcoal knives. The handle is not much thicker than the. You got to go into the place they keep the knives. The top and the bottom are much different, you know. So maybe you can cut with it, but a thin handle like that. Maybe. They don't answer it, but there has to be some kind of answer. Gaon doesn't relate to it. Fine. Rabosai, another Gaon. Sivkon Tezayin. Okay? Vedavka Peiris says the Ramah, Vechadomel is the Osir. Avol, Mutal Lefare Lechem Lefare Tarnagolin. Holuk for Nitchan, Ein Lochash, Ein Tokan Achatochin. Zek to Vilna Gaon. Tosefta Halacha Yudalit. Did we see this Tosefta? Yes, I think we did. Mol Nesamolu Fudin Lechom Malacha Kamosha Kosim Shah. Did we see this one? Maybe we didn't see this one. Open up to the Tosefta. I think it's on the Ma'am HaKamas. No? Should have been. Ma'am HaKamas. Is Halacha Yudalit Ma'am HaKamas also? I asked you Tosefta. Here it is. Okay, so I saw my eye also. But we'll have seen it soon. We'll see it now. Okay. Tes Vav Yud Dalet. The last piece. Molinus and Molul and Metzianus and Mutsa of Ophanus and Ophium of Ashness and Mavusha. Derek Agav sounds like Yesh Bishlach Rafia. It's not a topic for this summer, but sounds that way a little bit. What we call Aim Bishlach Abishal. Right? It's a general rule. Once done, it's done. Mol and some molo. Once it's done, it's done. How you know? Hear from me? You know? Ein tochen acha tochen. Says the Minchas Bikurim. What does it mean? What does it mean? He says, Im kvar nimlal v'nefe v'nasa chaticha achas muto lachas of a limlom the ein tochen acha tochen. Oh! 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 Like the Vilna Gaon? This is the source. Kol malacha? What do you mean kol malacha? The Vilna Gaon got an impression. That's how the Sefer Birchas Elio. Oh, this is very important. This is for who knows, you know what the Birchas Elio? Super commentary on the Bir Agro. Okay? So it says over here, it's written by Rav Baruch Rakova. He wrote the whole set. In this particular part, half of it, he says, if he tells you exactly which half, Rikshe Hokara, Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, Ramba Kerl Vekeren Biyavne, Ha Pirusho, Vesimanim Shin Ches to Shin Chav Dalet, signed Baruch Rakov. Baruch Rakov was an uncle of Rav Shlomo Friedman, from Kerem Biyavne, and if for some reason, Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita is still Rosh Kerlu, he was Tavshin Mem Hei, back quite a few years ago, got involved in taking care of these very, all the stuff that we're learning this summer, is in Shin Chav to Shin Chav Dal, this is what we're learning. So, he has a lot of long footnotes here, and those who are Tamid of Kerabi Avner should see it. That's what he says. So he has over here, footnote 17. Okay. Lengthy footnotes. Quoted Tosefta. Mashasim Rabbeinu means the grub. Huadin the Chomalacha. The back Tosefta's beer. Shalorak betchina mina and tchina. Huadin the Chomalacha. Okay. Fine. However, the Fimasha Kosov Simon Shin Yutes Sivov. What's in Shin Yutes Sivov? Shin Yutes Sivov. And Mol and Malilus, what's Mol over here? What we learned Mol? What Malach is this, Rabbi Osai? No? Dosh. Says over here, Shemalila had a Malach as Dosh. Well, if he's there, Loma Furush, but Tosefta, Shein Tchina Chatchina. So what the Vilna Gaon says, Tosefta Molim, Kavanaso, Shekemo, Shein Disha, Achad Disha. Kachin tchina chatchina. At the end, we're in the chol malacha. Mavashkes on mavushel. So it's not in bishlach abishel, in tosh achatosh, in tochen achatochen. Wow. Footnote 17. Why is that? You have to know what the Rabbi Greenberg says. So he says. The Gaon says, right? Yes, the Michas Bikurim seems to let the mole in this context means Tochen. The mole can be two things, but Rav Mati is right that in, we noticed we spent so much time in the Sigur Mole of Elias. In Dosh, long before we got, we never heard of Tochen then. So interesting. Then he has another comment over here. Chazanish says, Inyan Tochen Achatochen. Ain't no Indian name, Bishl Acha Bishl. Nothing to do with anything else. We spoke about this sort of thing. Did we speak about this before? If we didn't, we'll speak about it now. He quotes it verbatim. He says, The Chuli Alma Artach Kufra Vahadar Ikushe Vahadar Artach Chaya Vahain Matris. Chalahadar Vikushe Vahadar Lakamaisa. Ah, what is he saying over here? When it comes to Bishl Acha Bishl, how can it be? It says in the Forsh in the Gemara, that if you have tar and you melt it, you chayvish a bishul. But it was melted before, and metal. If you melt down metal, matach matches. That's the sugya in your vomis about the havara, the sreifas bas koyin. All sugya, all metal by definition at one point was liquefied and turned into metal. So I ain't bishul acha bishul. No, because the original bishul was nullified. Because once the metal solidified, so the liquid state is history. So it's hadra the kamaisa. So there's yesh bishul achad bishul, quote unquote. So the question becomes, let's say the same thing that comes to tochen. Nu. Hainu, she'ein tochen ela ba'afrodah shel chibur tivi. Al afrodah shel chibur ebne adam, eina b'chal tochen, afile b'chibur shel v'shelo nitcha me'olam. Elabola olam afurar, olam afurad, end quote of the Chazanish. So therefore, if that's the case, pass not because there was once a pulas tchina, the pass not chibur tivi, and there's no tchina even if it would not be an original tchina earlier. However, the mechom divi rabbeinu the gra against Chazanish, because he's saying bishul acha bishul and tchina acha tchina. Quote the minchas bikurim. Oh, you have heard. So we can suggest maybe like the Chazanish. If Melila is Tchina, lo lemeidim Tchina mi Bishul. It could be two different things, no kesher. But if Melila is Dosh, then it sounds like it's all one big thing. It's like a Bishul Acha Bishul. As Egle Tal says that way. As Ma'amer Acha Ma'amer is like Tochen Acha Tochen. And he quotes, Harek Shenasim Bo Malocha Bekvar, Av Shechazal Lemekeden, Kol Betchina, Av Shenasim Hakach Matzah, Hei Bo Tchina, So to by Amy Marachavim. Shabbos is the same thing. Here's the kasha. How about the shachiv chaspa? If you grate earthenware, chaimish and tochen, follow rigve ofash or acheres nitchan betchila. That's the kasha. Answer the streets of Shabbos. Kamol yin bishul, kaimol yin bishul achabishul. Avad butla pula rishona. Yesh bishul achabishul. Matkas of matkis, so by tchina, ki a tochen chitin, tchina zos, hi a machsheres lachila, utchina salechem, lav midi ovid, the kimcha tchina tochan. Who have heard that expression in your life? Where do you find it? Where is it? Titus of Russia. Titus of Russia, the git in Sanhedrin. He came in, he destroyed the base of Migdash. Titus, you ground pre-ground flour, grace of Gibra that you are, Superman. You're not grind ground flour because it's Sheena left already. That's what Rashi explains there, right? So here too, Kim Chachina Tocha. It's already you had wheat, and then you ground it, made flour, made bread. Now I'm going to grind the bread. Titus can do it. Anyone can do it. Kimcha tchina tochen. Mashenkin acheres in his kasha botla tchina rishona yeshem mishum tochen. So he says also it's because the pulas tchina which is done originally, not because of the chibur tivi, as the Chazanish said. All this is in the footnote 17 Rav Greenberg Shlita, and Siman Shin Chaf Aleph on Bir Agla. Okay? Called Bir Chasaliyo. Fine. Now it's interesting. He called it Bir Chasaliyo because his name was Rav Baruch Rakov. But his name was Rav Baruch Greenberg. We should call it maybe Darke Aliyo or some other. But okay, it's part of Bir Chasaliyo. Bir Chasaliyo. Good? Everyone with me? Fine. So far, so good. Let's go a little further. Notice that the Mechaber never said a token nachat token. Maran Bet Yosef. Where's our doctor's assistant? She's not here, I can't. You tell him, okay? Maran doesn't say token nachat token. And for that reason, the Piskei Teshuva says, you should raise Shemayim, shouldn't rely upon it. Potsu Chafetz Chaim and Sefer Nitzchei Yisroel, the Chazanish, the Ben Ishchai, the Mishnah Lamelech, Nishma Sodom. Yeah? And the same thing is found in the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, based on, quote, Rov Rishonim, deny Ein Tocha Nachat Tocha. Why? Because they give different reasons for the bread story. Because the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, the Ramban, the Ramach, Tosus Rid, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and of all, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, never mentioned it. So they say, Yireish Shemayim, shouldn't rely, we think Ein Tocha Nachat Tocha, double portion. They say, don't rely on it, if you can avoid it. Fine. What that? No, not at all. The Rashba is discussing why it's mutter to grind the bread because it's lialter. Weiss doch ois. Then Beit Smat is in Hebrew Yiddish. Hebrew, as the Remikan, that itself is not a reason. Yeah?
You mean Ashkenazim can't rely on the.
A lot of people were Ashkenazim. I don't want to take read the whole list. A lot of Ashkenazim, yeah. Sorry for me. Well, who's an Ashkenazi here? I'll tell you who's an Ashkenazi. The Chafetz Chaim, the Chazanish, the Nishmas Adam, three Ashkenazim already. All right. Okay, I don't have to go any further than that. Three Ashkenazim. No, Shmuel does not make it. Don't any Mechuel any Machmir. Nidchei Yisrael. That's a saving word for soldiers. You're bucky in these things. So the Piskei Teshuva, look it up. 122. Says the exact Maramok. Yeah.
Well, why is any
right
that the Shulchan Aruch puts it out if he says the Beis Yosef that
none of
the
Rishonim disagree? Ah, the Rabbah. No. None of the Shulchan Aruch with the altar. With the altar, right? Even that's not so, as we'll see later on. But okay, fine. But the other Rabbah, they put that if he quoted the Beis Yosef, they left out the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever. Cuts both ways. Fine. Next Grah. The Grah is the main man here today. Sivkot and Yud Zayin. Very important. We're still in Sifyud Beis. I told you it's the hardest Sif. V'chol zeh lo mayri ela b'chotech u'meniach. Aval en loch lo miyad hakol shori. Midi de havi abor lecha miyad de shori. Kedle el simen shen yutes. Who says this? We know who says this. This is the who? Rashba. Chubas or Rashba. And the Ran on the side. And the Ran. The Ran does quote the Rashba. It's true. That's what we saw. We saw the Ran quote the Rashba. Said the Vilna Gaon. Kamosha Kosov Kufnan Hayaman Aleph. Ain Miraskin. Fisham Bigamara. From the Mitrech Uchla. Halavachimutta. A bombshell Raya he brings. It says it's a problem. Mitrech Uchla. Kashui Uchla. He said Rabbana de Gadinim. Nothing to do with Tochem. Why did Nero know he said Tochem? It must be. Because the altar is Mutter. Now. Wait a second. Did the Rashba say this? Is this a quote of the Rashba? This is his own, the Vilna Gaon's own making. Who saw the Rashba? No one ever saw the Rashba. You read that, so everyone looked at the Rashba. So the Rashba is very tricky. Simon Chelik Dal Simon Ayin Hey. Sha'alta, there's a shoal over here. In Mutal the Far Pitu Zalegal and Tzedef Neitana Golem B'Shabbos. Tchina or not? Thinks it should be Mekel, because Shavuya Ochla Mashvina. Chatra said Luin. Okay? Ofos, what's the difference? Of the Koshali, the Shoel, Par Mesilka Chai Mishim Tochen. So it's Tochen Mamish, Hechenatem Melacha Dorais and the Ofos of Behema. Doesn't understand. And the Rambam writes, Perek Chavav Alocha Yitches. That's Kasha number one. But I'm to Tochin on that Kufnane. You don't do it. You're patching with the Rabbanah. That's Adar Aisa. Tochin. And that the Rambam says, and we're asking, Meshadirik Tochin. What? And Shabbos says a different reason. Mitrach B'yuchla. None do with Tochin. And question number three of the show, what do you mean Rambam ain't Tchina B'Peiris? He can Tchina B'Peiris. He can Chitim B'Sorim. Chavuvin also Peiris. And why does it say Nira Ketochen? Those are just three major kashas. Shuva. The kashas are clear. Three bombshell kashas. Okay. One, why is there no Tochen? Two, why is Rambam called Ashriya Uchlo, Teruchat Uchlo Tochen? Nira Ketochen. And three, what do you mean Tchina B'Peiris? So, I'll skip to the second kashas first. You're right. And Miras is because of Mitrach Beuchla. Nothing to do with Tochim. And Tchina Beperis is also Shver. Right? Silk Atzim Havit Yufte. Because silk is also Peris. What do we answer? Peris means what you can eat. Silk is not Nechel the way it is. It's Tosus there. Okay, fine. Those are takes care of the two kashas. What about the first kash? Why did he say Tochen? Oh, listen carefully. Mistabra, on the part of Silka, Dachka ben Mechatech Dach Dach, Tehle Ocho Lemocho, O Lebo Bayom HaKasho, Kishe Dach HaShel Silka ben Mechatech Dach Dach, Bishas Bishulo, Chol She Dach HaBekach HaMenichu LaKasho Chayef, Avlo Ocho Lemiyad Muter, Shlo Osu Al Odom, Lecho Makolo Chatikos Kedolos O Ketanos, In the Shamud, maybe in Borer, what does it say? The altar is Mudr. Kosh Ochel, the altar, Kedar, Shadan, Kalmiyod, the Lechel, Afri Sheshba, also Tzad, Batzmo, Chiyav, Chadas, Vishamiyach, Lachazman, Filabayom, Mudr. What am I going to say? End of the first prayer. So he answered, it's Kasha, the altar is Mudr. Oh, you see, Klar, the altar is Mudr. Because otherwise, you have this tremendous Kasha over here. What do you do with the Mishnah and the Gemara? That's what the Vilna Gaon recounts. Shem b'gemara, shem mitrach b'uchla, halav achim b'uchla, there's no way to serve Tochen. You know why not? Because it's li'alter. That's the Rash Majraya. Because it's kasha the shoyl. Great. Thank you to the shoyl. The answer is great kasha. Alright. Kasha on the Rambam. Okay, those are good kashas. But this kasha I have to give an answer to. That's the answer that he gives. Fine. So far, so good. Good. Very nice. One more nekuda. I just want to point out something. We talked here about Borer, right? The comparison to Borer. How strict is that comparison? Open up to Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei. Towards the end. He refers to himself. It's the last narrow line on the page. Ayin Bir Halacha. Midi. What does it say there? Let's read Midi first. L'chora ha'lo b'borer, because it says like it's compared to borer. Lo itiru ki b'yad v'lo b'kli. Does chashe borer b'chol gavni. Im k'en a little less b'in yonik sh'v'chata b'kli. Only b'mata b'mefara b'yad. The Rivash discusses this in Kuf Pei Dalet. Another important shuvah. It's on my desk. You can look it up. It's a very important shuvah. Yeah. No one knows what a hakmesser is? Who would have katantan here? Only two guys know about katantan? Your mothers aren't Jewish? They didn't read you katantan? Remember him? Where did he end up? What?
charoses.
But the hakmeser, no? I think they call it a chopping knife in English?
Yeah.
There was a... You know about... David, you know about Ketantan? His mother, I know for sure, is Jewish. You know, Ketantan. That's where you grew up. You have to go home and ask your mothers, what happened to Ketantan? I'm sure they heard it when they were growing up. It's Yerida Sadairus, your boys. There's a story about Ketantan, a little imaginative person, a little being, was never on the top of the chopping knife and he fell into the egg salad, I don't know what he fell into him. And he was chopping on him, oh, he kept chopping on him. Whatever. When I grew up, it was my job to use the hakmeser. Exactly what Mr. Brewer thinks maybe is a chiyuv chatas, that because it's like not a kvara, that was my job. And I had it, was my mother was served a salad was made from eggs and chopped liver. Eggs and liver. We had a chop, not today, we had a chopped the liver. It was done lialta, right before the meal. Remember, she came up from shul. Okay, here's the egg, you chop it. That was my job. But your mother tells you something against halacha, and I don't listen. He's over here. Gavad hakmeser. Ule al kaponim dom le knono tamchoi. Deina miyuchit kol kach, kamo napa kvara. It's lost the Ravan al chathchila. Yuchit has his brera. Nu, after the nyanenu. Gavad. Gavad. Even the alt is no good. Baruch Hashem. I found out later on that the Baruch HaShulchan says, come on. All a hakmeser is just a knife. It's a knife which is shaped like this. From Moshe's Meikel, Baruch Hashem. And Mr. Brewer is only Mesupik. Ein Sopish and Mr. Brewer, Moshe Bnei Vadesh, or Hashem and Rav Moshe. You can use a hakmeser. Your mother asks you to. But ask you for her to tell a katanta. She asks you to. Whose mother has ever asked you to use a hakmeser? Raise your hand. Oh, so she should tell a katanta. I know the family she comes from.
We used to read Ketanta when we were making charoses.
There you go. Okay, so that's a traditional Jewish family. I really have to check everyone's yichus over here. Okay. Baruch Hashem. No. Only make the jest. Baruch Hashem. Fine. All right. Fine. Now we come to the Chazanish. Part one of Shia is finished. Part two is Chazanish. He has so much to say on this sugya, and it's so much against everybody else. Then we have to really go carefully through the Chazon Ish, and I recommend that everyone go through it. We have at least three Chazon Ishes here in Beis Medrash. I brought one from home. This is another small one on my desk. There's another big one, at least maybe two over there. But it's worthwhile going through Siman Nun Zayin Mitchila Vatsof. Okay, I'll try to give a half the shir remains. Chatzis shir min haTorah. We'll try to see as far as we can get in Chazon Ish. It's going to be. Till the end of the week, we'll be always handling with the Chazon Ish. Okay. I'm going to give the Dibur Maschil. There are no osios, so I get to give Dibur Maschil. I'm starting with it says, Omnam, second paragraph. It says like this. There's a Yerushalmi. We know this Yerushalmi. Shachik Tuma. Right? Shachik B'meduch B'duchta Chai B'shem Tochen. Rebbe said it was opening day, came out. Right? Kilip Yerok, it's still that same, the Mordechai won't say Yerushalmi. Says the Helga Chazanish, Afal Gav, the Tuma Chai Odif, to the Amma Bebrach Aslam at Chesem at Beis. Those sort of Amakos, but what I send you there. Then the Gemara says that garlic is better alive than dead, better raw than cooked. Like me, you make a bracha, right? You make a bracha, Adama, raw and shahako cooked. If I care, other things are the other way around, fine. No, Zuraya Machras, Diesh Tochen, Af Biyera Kanechel Chai. Checkmate. Enough in the Yerushalmi. Umashma the Ochlo Chai. He's even eating it in the raw state. How do you know? To see him in Yerushalmi, Kayor Mashkin Mishim Lush, Ulavashli, put it into the pot. Ain't an awesome Mashkin. Vakachot the Moda Aram, who's the Ram? The Ramba, the Isura Ika, the Yafarash Yerushalmi, the Chiyuv, the Rabbanan. Oh, this hurts. The Rambam is the one who requires Kedei Levashel. Here's not Kedei Levashel. Must mean it's the Rasa Darabon. It's sort of based on what Tutsan we mentioned yesterday. Oh, but it says Chayiv. Uladas Toysvis. It says what? Chotech, tak, tak. If it's edible in a raw state, there's no Chiyuv. Efshar. Demodim Bixisha. Is the main theme of Chazanish. You cannot compare cutting to crushing. Cutting is not such a big problem. Crushing is a disaster. They're going to rush Modim Bixisha. When the rush, remember the rush said, what are you talking about? Chituch is the problem of tochen. You can do whatever you want. You can chop it any size you want. Yeah. Because tichen means grinding, not dicing. Ve'lonoshim sniff b'ksishim ediv yatos v'rush came in the mefurish b'yushalmi li'isr. Ofenei v'shalmi. Wow. So this is a Risham, it's very difficult. Mele the Rush knew, but Tosis is fair. It doesn't make a distinction between how Tosis talks about the Chepta, not the Pa'ula. The Rush talks about the Pa'ula. Is it Ksisha or is it Chituch? But Tosis talks about the Chepta. The Fiani is died, there's no Raya whatsoever. Why? Who knows why? One word answer. Why? One word answer. I told you a few times already. The word is tavlin, spice. Here, what did Tosis say in Brachas Aflamet Chesem Beis? What I asked you to see. Tosis says, the facts are the other way around, that the garlic is better cooked than raw. It's against the Gemara. Hainu b'shvil habosar v'hamelach shebetochon. Garlic is a spice. You throw it into the pot. Of course it tastes better when it's cooked. Not because of the garlic, because of the meat that seeped into the garlic when it was used as a spice. We already pointed out, Rav Osai, that the whole heter, all these heterim, every one of them, they're three major heterim, right? We just saw in Tosfos. What are the three major ones? Four major ones. No, let's take the three. One, Nechal Chai. Two, it's dicing instead of crushing. Three, Lialter. One can argue, all three are based on the same yisod. It's called the derech achil. The derech achil by borer. Different derech achil comes to tochen. But only a part of you eating it as such. If it's only a spice, all three fall off. All three fall off. So instead of saying that the Tosfos and the Rosh are wrong, and the Rashba is wrong, that's what the Chazanish is going to say, no, they're all three are right. But they admit by Tavlin, that's going to be the whole Mahalach here in this whole page. Follow me so far? Adkan.
Can you explain to me why Tavlin is different?
Yes. Because all their Teir are based upon what's called Derech Achila. I'm about to eat it. You don't eat Tavlin. Tavlin is in a spice.
You
have
to eat the food that it's spiced.
If you cook meat, you throw in garlic and you pull out the meat, the garlic stays behind. You don't even eat it at all. And if you do eat it, it's eaten only as a secondary ingredient in a larger stew. Some poskim say, and I have a topic against it today, ain't bishlach a bishl. It's all about bishl before. Bishl a klisheni does not apply to tablet. So some of Harshim explain, because it's nirikim of ashel, klisheni. But if it's not the main ingredient, it's just a side point. You're cooking the main ingredient. It's just an afterthought. So here too, there it's a kula, not nirikim levash on the tabla. Here it's a chumra. You're not eating the tabla. You're eating the main, the meat, the potatoes. I'm a meat and potatoes man, right? Whatever, I throw in some spices. Don't say I'm a meat and potatoes and spices man. I'm a meat and potatoes man. American expression, some of us are. Port. Yes, sir.
But in Nechal's border, would that still constitute?
Yes. Yes. The definition of Derech Achila by Tochen and by Bora are completely different. The comparison is of the Rashba, there's a head of Derech Achila. How you define Derech Achila is not the same one or the other, as we shall see down the road. You can't, the comparison stops there. Here it's considered der achila only what? The main thing you're eating right away. All the mechila. Tosis when it comes to edible raw. The rush when it comes to dicing. The Rambam it's not kedei levasha. And the Rashi by Leyalta. All four can fall off if it's tavlin. Candy really. Fine. So far, so good. So we knocked off, I think we knocked off, this discussion, paragraph Omnam. Now we go to the next paragraph, which is called Ve'omnam. Ve'omnam. Watch this now. Quotes to Rashba. Listen to this carefully. Every word counts. Ve'omnam. Shecholtcho v'la'achlo miyad v'zed das Rashba v'haran. Brackets. Miu enech rea sharan iskim v'marashba. Shari siyim v'divri asmag lahat v'pas for a different reason. Shum shekvar nitchenu. Tokanach ha-tokan. V'lo v'chmiya. V'cheni b'edir divri ha-rivash v'mekuf pe'dal v'divri ha-shoel. The asmag who's matted the bread only for what reason? Nu. Ain't tokanach ha-tokan. Pulling on the Rashba. V'cheni b'lashna rivasha shadavit bilti mukhra. He's not necessarily, even the Rashba is wrong. I, Beisar said, no one argues. Not true. Not true. Some do argue. Okay, that's a bracket. Shor lechatchila. V'yesh t'tmo al zeh. But a tanya betosefto. Ein meraskin t'vela gerogus v'charuvan lefnei zekenim. V'loshan lefnei zekenim misporesh. Shein mesubin lecho. Right? That's a good kash. Poshikat lefnei zekenim is zekenim are sitting around the table already. It's the altar. L'chein nira. Listen to this now. This is the real punchline. Holding on. Tight. Lo hitir ha-rashba rak chituch dak dak. Kevan de ikir ha-chituch hu derech ha-chila. Ein chiluk ben chatichos ketadas du gedolos. Va-kol mikri derech ha-chila. Aber risuk hainu ksisha kemayis ha-tchina mamish v'yein tu derech ha-chila. Elatikun amachal atzur acheres, ein achiloso miyad poeles kan klum. This is the bombshell chiddush of the Halakha Chazon Ish. That the head of the altar does not extend to risuk. Only applies to dicing, not to crushing. Wow. 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 Yes, sir. And therefore? No. To the contrary. The heter of the altar, claims Chazon Ish, is limited to dicing. So what Rama?
Which is the tithar.
Where are you? Where are you? Good base? The who are then the also lacto grogus with haruvim the fnei zkenim. Then he says, that's mutter lialter. Later on the Ramah. Ad Rabbah. The only that the Ramah's mutter lialter is only chituch, not ksisha. Ad Rabbah. So far. This is the Halakha Chazon Ish. It's a revolution of Bosa. You were quoted before. Okay, fine. But you'll tell him. So yeah, fine. That's an amazing idea. Amazing idea. Wait a second. He goes a little bit further. Ula ha'amur, nira, next paragraph, ula ha'amur. We do so about three paragraphs in the Ramah Chazon Ish. Number three, ula ha'amur. Nira the risuk peiris yeshan chiyuv chatas. I feel the samach lesuda. I kufnun hey and mirasas hashachas, yeah, chatiches. He doesn't quote the Rashi. Rashi said so. So what, in other words, what's coming out, Rabbi Osai, is that Miraskim is different things. Right? In the Braisa, Tosefta means crushing. And that's why, even though it's the altar, it's going to be also called the Rashba. In Shabbos Kufnun Hei, Miraskim means, as Rashi said, a Mechatchin. That's why there's no Easter of Tochen. Miu, the Tosefta, and Miraskin, the Vela, if they zakenim, there's no Easter of a Truchi Ocha for a Zokin, only for a Behema. So to accept this risa gomor, shekein atzorach l'skeinin, b'neras kol aguf, v'choshev tochin gomor, v'in hetrak b'takat de sakina. Wow. The whole het of the alt only applies to dicing, does not apply to crushing. Then he says, the next paragraph, v'ikar, four in a row, dina shel rashba, nirei de rashba musmag u'mor chayver ha'am, eina b'chagam et son of usuda, only the Rajbah said, no one else said it. From their shtika, it means that they disagree. Truma Sadeshin says, it also doesn't have any quotes to Rajbah in the Rav. I, Borer, Uvisvore, Yesh Tachalik, Bein Borer, Litochen, Shemeshanet, Surah, Rishonet, Tfei. What does that mean? I thought it meant like the Isle Meshulash, that Borer is a Malacha Grua, not changing much. The Tochen is Meshana Tzulash on the Tvei. Then he adds, the Gamel Derech Achila. Can't, this is what the Shulda Gibora means. He doesn't call it Shulda Gibora. He makes a distinction. That Derech Achila doesn't apply over here necessarily. Wow. Okay. Now, I'm skipping a paragraph. Hinei Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef that we saw yesterday. He has five different aterim to allow you to cut the things for this. Five. Most say, want to count the five? You have five fingers? Now you know why? Let's count the five. Aleph. Tosfos. Only things which you can't eat raw. Two. The Rosh. Only if you crush, not if you dice. Three. Rambam. Nakadei Levasha. Four. Rashba, the altar. Five. And don't do dak. Achre, kol anal. After all this, he still said to do it chatichas gedolos ktsas, which means, yose mi derech shenogu, because it lets me suffer. Af al gav betzidet lo, ma she'ein milach shecholek al Rashba. Yeah. Yikol makom lo samach al zeh. Are you mistaken? The Rishonim Shlesasmu, those Svirlu came. Silence. Watch this now. Five. You have your five fingers? Watch. Hine Gimel HaTeir Rishonim Nistara Mehod Tanya B'Tosefta. All three. Ein Meraskin Ve'el Egrogos L'Charuvin L'Fnei Askenim Hei De Silka Lav Davka Lo Karosh Degan Pir Ochen Osir. Well, I thought this is maybe considered to be crushing. He's saying it's not crushing. Before he said it is crushing. Piru. A little confused. Before he said, I have a Risa Gomer, she's going to talk with Canaan. And now he's saying, Piru Ochum is Ochlet, as opposed to what? As opposed to the Russian says Ksisha. I'm not exactly sure what that this question means. You have to look it up. Okay? It must be, Liftei is the Canaan. Shein Micholim Lecho Kodem Risuk Shiny, as the Truma Sadeshin said, the Magen Avraham said, that's more chomer. So the only way out is to say, this I can understand. Let's look at Tosfos. The Tosfos says, only if what? Only if it's not edible to you, Otherwise, it's Heta Gamer. I had to get this Tosefta. The answer is no. Zakenim, for them, it's inedible. Ah, the Chuma Sadeshin says, Yochid Hochanacher Arov. What he says now, Zesh Shavu Becholas Kenim Shining. Rabosai, anyone who knows anything about business knows that the biggest, largest growing segment of American society is Kenim. And all the businesses that came to this Kenim now are booming. So you can't call this Zaka the Yochid. It's a class, it's a humongous class. Humongous! And growing by the day, the social security is going to go bankrupt because of Kayodua. And now, prune juice is making a comeback. Vechule, vechule, vechule. You know? Yeah? Vahikar? Well, Kostam came a little bit bosser. She had been a trina. Old? They show it to Sefta Bedicha of Allah Bechituch. As the Magen Avraham says, Zeh Shem Tchino Le Tfei, as he said earlier. Oops, I have to figure out what these words mean. Dichuch, Pivur, Kriksisha. Fine. This is what the Chazanish says. Okay. Good. Those are his two tevuts. Now a little bit further, still in the Chazanish. Nimtzinu Lemeidu. I skipped a page, a paragraph for the moment. The last paragraph. Teshchikas bananot. What does bananot mean? The theat tinokas shel Shabbos, shein mecholim afilu la'achila le'alter, ein kan heter shel Rashba. The Rashba's heter does not exist. Why? Why? Because he said in this small paragraph called Ulamashka Sabin, Vav Lamech Memshin Kof. Tosefta says, but also flame less so. Nistagam had the dollar of the Rajra, some of the Suda. Tzvichim on a gam gala chalak, one of two things. Either what? Bains Kainim Lishar Bnei Adam, I just told you a minute ago, there's a whole class. Oh, Bain Chituch Lixisha. Pick your poison. Rajra has to pick one of these two poisons. Either Hetta Leal does not work by Lixisha, or does not work for his Kainim who can't eat without it. Guess what? The two age extremes meet. The same as the Zaken has lost his teeth, never can eat without. So do the baby hasn't had no teeth. The same thing. Everyone knows give babies banana, but they'll pick a paper stone banana. It's good for them. So now they buy the baby food in a jar. Oh Hashem, Chazanish should put a Hefshu Chazanish in the jar. But if you don't, you take a banana and you give it to the baby right away. No. Number one, he says, can't do without it. Number two, children are a very big class. Maybe not bigger than this can, a small can, but which country you're in. Fine. Okay. The Gimel HaTeim HaRishonim, what are the three? It's Chazim again. Tosis, right? Edible, not edible, and maybe don't make a distinction with that specific classes. Crushing, as opposed to doesn't apply to Yerek at all. That's what he calls. Only applies to you know what he means over here? It only applies to wood. The Rosh and the Rav say it's silta, doesn't apply to fruits at all. Okay? And the Rambam, the Levashel, all three, the Mechaba knocked them out in Sif Yud Beis. Why? HaMechatech Yerek Dak Chayev. Even though it's a Yerek, Stam Yerek, means even all your ruckus, and it's a food, and it's Nakadeh Levashel, finished. Every year, let them mention Levashel. It's a Chiyuv Chatos. Gevalt. What Jewish Muslims have been doing for generations with their bananas is the Chiyuv Chatos. Ein Elahatir either Shina Bekata de Sakina or Kata de Kafel Mazleg. Gotta use the handle of a knife, of a fork, or of a spoon. Some of the first have discussed the question. Very nice. The knife and the fork, which are normally used for the spoon? You don't even use the bowl of the spoon. What's the word to use? It's a handle and a... What's the other half of the spoon called? Spoon of the spoon. Okay. So you don't even use that. Why have to use the handle for it? That's his kasha. So some say that in a chenami, I agree with the Chazon Ish on this, and others say it's not a big enough shinoi. I had my theory. It could be a very large size. You can have a hand with room with the hole of the room. Whatever. That's a detail for the moment. So number one, this is a very, very important gosh. Let's see, is he right or wrong? We're not finished yet.
Very,
yes.
Even within the five Hetayim themselves, quoted above, the first and the third, aren't they similar to each other? I mean, the Rambam only said, it's, at least according to the Kesef Mishnah, the concept of Kli Lavash was how you explain Silka. And Tosfos also was...
Any one of that is going to work, but they're all three are knocked off, he says. You're right. Oh. I suppose I have to finish one more thing and then we'll have to stop. So tomorrow we'll look and see what the Shmir Shabbos Lechosa says about all of this. About all of this. Yeah. He says over here, in this idea of... one second. One more thing. The Magen Avraham Yudalit. This is his final kasha for the day. That's how we started the shiur today, right? I thought we were going to get to it. Well, now we're getting to the end of the shiur. This is the last line. The very last line, he says two things in Magen Avraham. Two things. What two things? Number one, he says, Nirali Adin Denemes, also Lachto Grogos Kevin, who could do the kaka, Kemoshika Safti Sif Tes, Sif Kotten Yud. What does it say in Sif Tes, Sif Kotten Yud? Right, the Mechaber says, "Mutar lachtok b'osam mevushal otzli dak dak b'sakin." So he says over there, yeah, that's because it's not going to do the kaka. But as an inference, that when it comes to yerokas, will be a problem. That's statement one. Statement two: Umashmer the b'tnei yochal aloso kach shari, because it only mentions zekena. So the beer alocha takes him to task for the second line, the very very last line. Right, Rabbi Osa, give a look at beer alocha. Please look in the Bir Alacha, where he has a kasha against this inference of the Magen Avraham. Yeah. Lifnei Skanin. I am Magen Avraham. Shekosa to Mashal Lifnei Mishu Yochal Oso Kakshari. I think it's wrong. Skanin Mishum Urcha de Milsa. The Olam Davashu Mishum Gedule Kaka. Shaykh Batchina. B'chol Gavnei, they could have eaten it without it. And he quotes the Gra, the Alta Shari, and Miraskin, right? Mitrach Ruchla, otherwise it would be Mutter, because Mari Le'ochlo, the Alter, that's where there's no Tchina, and the Gemara is referring to a case of a Behema, could eat it that way, right? It would be Shivu Yochla, it wouldn't be the Mitrach Yochla. You see, I'm right, fine, so he thinks the Magen Avraham is wrong. Makes no difference whatsoever. The yochel aloso, not achalim, and the kam just means urcha de milsa. Frek the chazanish against the Magen Avraham, and he even asked the kasha against the bialoch in a certain way. Ribbono shel olam, what is going on? What is going on? He says, "I'm going to give you the lineup over here. Watch." Pinei Magen Avraham, etc., etc. Bir Alacha. Hadava Matmiya, the Bechol HaPoskim, Shadana B'Purim Silka, Lo Eskivu Tanai, Shebishvil Zeh, Shene Yochel Ochle B'lo Zeh. Chazanish, Pinei Magen Avraham. Okay? Never mention it. On the Miyosh Yesh Etmoa, a bigger kasha than the Mishnah Ruhos kasha. Shetola Yisru, the Mishnah Magen Avraham, the Fnei's Kenim, B'loshan Nirili, for Tolas Mahos Sif Tes, Uvaman is Tapek, Hello Kamas if you'd base, for Docha Machaber, Koshlosha Teim, Shitsuba Beis Yosef, Kosav Achotet Erek, Dak, Dak, Chaimishim Tokim, the Loka Rush, it's limited to wood, the Loka Tosis, that's limited to things you can't eat, the Dakka Silka, the Loka Raman, Dakka the Vashel, for Amolo Yibaz at Klum, for Lama Ye Mutta, the Veil of the Growers of Aruvim, Lifnez Gainim. Why is saying I think it's usher based on what I wrote back in Sif Tes? It's before in Sif Yud Beis that is going on. Pile ploim. That's the kash. So we're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow. I'll give you the coming attractions. We're going to go with the next paragraph. Aval Yitochen. Here's another bombshell chiddush. A bombshell chiddush. And we have to see a little bit more in the Chazon Ish. And then we'll see the a little bit of the response of Shemir Shabbos. And we go on to other matters of Tochen. See how the Shema. Okay. Something is